So have you noticed lately the in-vogue words? Words like, I guess they always were in the dictionary, but suddenly you hear them more and more. Words like pejorative, charisma certainly, dichotomy, suskindisms we call them. We use that in the pejorative sense, of course. And expertise, you hear that all the time. Now that implies that you're listening to the words of an expert. And that's one thing we have plenty of here today, our experts. We're delighted to have with us the world-renowned Komodo Dragon Authority from Upper Montclair, New Jersey, Dr. Daryl Dexter. Dr. Dexter, would you tell everybody all about the Komodo Dragon, please?
The Komodo Dragon is the world's largest living lizard. It's found on the steep-sloped island of Komodo in the lesser Sunda chain of the Indonesian archipelago and nearby Rinja, Padaran, Flores. It's a ferocious carnivory, and one swipe of its tail can render an enemy senseless.
Where do they come from?
The Komodo dragon, the world's largest living lizard, is found on the steep-sloped island of Komodo, hence its name. And that is in the lesser Sunda chain of the Indonesian archipelago and the nearby islands of Rinja, Padar, and Flores. We have two in this country, two Komodo dragons, which were given to us some years ago by the late former premier of Indonesia, Sukarno.
I believe I read somewhere where a foreign potentate gave America some Komodo dragons. Is that true?
Yes. The former premier of Indonesia, Sukarno, gifted this country with two Komodo dragons, world's largest living lizards, some years ago. And they're in the National Zoo in Washington.
Well, now, if we wanted to take the children to see a Komodo dragon, where would we take the children to see a Komodo dragon?
If you were in the vicinity of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., you would take the kiddos to the National Zoo. And there you would see two Komodo dragons, the world's largest living lizards. There's a stuffed Komodo dragon in the lobby of the Royal Hotel in Kathmandu, Nepal.
I believe they're of the lizard family, aren't they?
Yes, they're the world's largest living lizard. And they're ferocious carnivory. One swipe of their tail can render an enemy senseless.
I believe we've just about exhausted the subject. I want to thank you very much for coming by. I know it works a great hardship on you to come in here from Upper Montclair, New Jersey.
Yes.
And I want to thank you. Do you have a ride home?
No, I don't.
Well, maybe somebody here in the audience would be kind enough to give you a lift after the show.
That would be very nice. Thank you.
Thank you.
as winter comes, and time just seems to fly. Is it the loneliness in me that makes me wanna cry? My heart is sad like a mourning dove that's lost its mate in flight. Hear the cooing of his lonely heart through the stillness of the night. Whispering pines, whispering pines, tell me, is it so? Whispering pines, whispering pines, you're the one who knows my darling's gone. Oh, she's gone, and I need your sympathy. Whispering pines, send my baby back to me. That squirrel up in the tree is made there on the ground. Hear their barking call of love for the happiness they found. Is my love still my love? Oh, this I gotta know. Send a message by the wind, because I love her so. Whispering pines, whispering pines, tell me, is it so? Whispering pines, whispering pines, you're the one who knows my darling's gone. Oh, she's gone, and I need your sympathy. Whispering pines, send my baby back to me.
It's 101.5 FM, Huntley Community Radio. You're listening to the Sunday Night Club. I'm Doc Julin, hosting this week. Kind of a longer set of music there with a couple of things that sort of tie in with each other. It was the kid with the butterfly net from Graham Parker, which featured Garth Hudson on the organ, Jay Unger on the violin. Before that, we heard two songs with the same name. Two different songs, Whispering Pines by Johnny Horton, he of the Battle of New Orleans, and Whispering Pines by the band, Garth Hudson on organ. Too clever for my own good. I'll never be anywhere near as clever as the great Bob and Ray, who started us off with everything you needed to know about the Komodo dragon, the world's largest living lizard. Happy to be here on the Sunday Night Club as we head into kind of another long stretch of music here. Pardon me. Here's Joe Jackson from his three-sided live album called Big World. This one is Hometown.
To my hometown, though I know we'll never
Well, that wraps it up for the Sunday Night Club here on WHRULP 101.5 FM, Huntley Community Radio. We heard the Roaches with Losing True from their Keep On Doing album. Patti Smith with Frederick before that, and Joe Jackson, Hometown, started us off. Don't forget, I'm podcasting 5 days a week with Steve Dahl at Dahl.com. And information about this show is on Facebook at Sunday Night Club Radio. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. This is Doc Julin, leaving you with this inspirational quote.